Masechet Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The first three perakim of this Masechet dealt primarily with Kilayim in terms of seeds, with grains, beans, and vegetables. The next four chapters are going to talk about Kilayim of a Kerem, of a vineyard, which is talking about if you have seeds planted in or next to a vineyard. We know the Torah lists the prohibition of Kilayim in a vineyard as a separate prohibition. And it makes sense because there are many different halachot when it comes to a vineyard. One of those is that if a person wants to grow grain or vegetables next to a vineyard, there has to be a separation of at least 4 amot in that situation. But if we're talking about somebody who wants to plant a different type of plant, a different species inside a vineyard, halacha gets stricter, and that is going to be the topic of these following Mishnah. Mishnah says, Karachat ha-kerem, Bet Shammai omrim, 24 amot, Ubet Hillel omrim, 16 ama. If a person has a clearing in between his vineyard, he has a whole square vineyard, and he has right in the middle, he has a big clearing, and he'd like to plant different types of species in that clearing. We have a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, how big that spot has to be in order to allow a person to plant the different species over there. Bet Shammai says that clearing has to be at least 24 amot, while Beit Hillel says that clearing has to be at least 16 amot. And we'll talk quickly about how we get to those numbers. They both agree that connected to each spot where there's trees, a person needs 4 amot as workspace. That workspace serves as a separation between that and anything else that may be planted in the middle. So therefore, they both agree 4 and 4 next to each side of these grape trees. Then they argue, though, about the middle area. They both agree that middle area has to be considered a sadeh, has to be a field. But they have a machloket. Is it 8 amot or is it 16 amot? So Bet Hillel says that all you need in the middle in order to plant in that spot is 8 amot. 8 amot is considered to be a new sadeh. It's big enough to be a new sadeh in that spot once you have 4 amot separation on each side. And therefore, according to Beit Hillel, you have 8 over here of the new sadeh, and you have 4 and 4 of the work area, of the separation connected or right next to each grape tree section, grapevine section. That's for a total of 16. Beit Shammai says, no, the farmable area that you need in the middle in order to call it a new sadeh needs to be 16 amot. So Beit Shammai has 16 amot plus 4 next to each section of grapevines for a total of 24. And that's how he gets to his number. Not to overly confuse the situation, but technically Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, half their amount that needs to be, how big it has to be in order to consider it a new field. Really, for Beit Hillel, it's only 4 amot, and for Beit Shammai, it's really only 8 amot. The reason we're using 8 and 16 over here, Beit Hillel 8 and Beit Shammai 16, we're doubling it, is because each set of trees and then the work area next to it also needs a field next to it. So you can't combine one field for two different rows of grape trees. Each one of them needs 4 amot, according to Beit Hillel, of work area to separate that from the next type of food you're going to plant in. And then the farmable area has to be connected to that set of trees. So it's 4 and 4, according to him, for a total of 8. And then again, on the other set of grape trees, 4 for a separation, and then 4 for a farmable area, for a total of, according to Beit Hillel, 16 amot. And Beit Shammai would say, even double. You need 8 connected to each set of grape vines. So it's 4 as the separation, and then the sadeh is 8. 12, and then the same thing would happen to the other row for an additional 12. That's how Beit Shammai comes out with a total of 24, and Beit Hillel comes out with a total of 16. The next part of the Mishnah is talking about a mehol hakenem. Mehol hakenem is the perimeter of a vineyard, which is basically, there's a fence that surrounds the vineyard, and there is a gap in between where the vineyard ends and that wall surrounding it. The person wants to plant in that spot. So you have that mehol hakenem, Beit Shammai omrim, 16 ama. Beit Shammai says you have to have a gap of at least 16 amot in that empty spot in between the vineyard and the wall that surrounds it and planted other species. While Beit Hillel omrim, she'te mesre amah. Beit Hillel say you only need to have 12 amot. That's enough. And how do they come to their numbers? Beit Shammai would say that you have to have a path of four, the work area, that's right next to the vineyard, four amot, where a person could work. Then you have to have the four amot that are considered to be empty space, that you can't plant anything near it, for a total of eight. And then you have to have the plant area, where you're actually going to plant, and halakhically it has to be its own field. It has to be different from the field of the vineyard. And according to him, how much do you have to have? You have to have, as we said in the previous part of the Mishnah, you have to have eight. Eight amot is considered to be its own field, according to Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel have something similar, where they also need. So that's a total for Beit Shammai of 16 amot. Beit Hillel say something similar. You need a path of four for the person to work the vineyard of empty space. Then you need the actual empty space to show there's a gap between where you're working and the next grain that's going to be planted. And then you need its own sadeh. Beit Hillel's lenience for its own sadeh and says you only need four amot to plant something over there, and it's considered to be a new sadeh, and that's how Beit Hillel comes to a total of 12 amot in this situation. The Mishnah is going to now go define what is a karahat hakerem that we discussed in the beginning of the Mishnah. What is the clearing in the vineyard that a person could plant? It's going to give that definition. Kerem sheharav me'imsa'o. If you have a vineyard that was destroyed in the middle, that means the vines were taken off, they were destroyed or they're removed. According to Beit Hillel, the Mishnah is going to give it just a brief summary. According to Beit Hillel, what happened for this clearing? Im en sham shesh esre ama. If there are not at least 16 amot there, then lo yavizera l'sham. A person is not allowed. The grower is not allowed to bring plants or seeds over there for them to grow. Hayusham shesh esre ama. But if there were 16 amot there at least, notnin la avodata vezorea et hamotad. We give the vineyard its work area, which means we set four amot aside near the clearing, next to the vines that remain for a person to have the ability to work those vines. And then, vizorea et hamotad, a person will have to plant on the rest of the clearing. The remaining eight amot is for him, and he could put other types of seeds in that area.